mateys, it's Geek Radio Daily for halfway day and whatnot. Hello there, welcome to the 19th of September. September?
That's probably the better way to say it, isn't it? Hey!
Yard.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day! And that's what we'll be doing here at GeekRadioDaily.com, just all day long, doing nothing but speaking as a pirate, because there's no way in the world you would ever, ever, ever get tired of that.
Arr!
So, the folks that are bringing in tea today... Well, the man that can sum up things perfectly, that there's podcasting's Rich Siegfrieds.
Hey! That's what I got
brines! He's got brines! Do you eat them? No, I don't want to know. Don't tell me these things. I'm the guy that looks at world, you know, kind of as a black and white situation. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
If I'm caught, I'm going to be arrested for murder or rolling what looks like the biggest joint ever.
Hey, you got to have goals. What happened this fine day, sir?
1692, Giles Corey is pressed to death after refusing to plead in the Salem witch trials.
If you were a witch, you wouldn't have been able to do that to me. 1846, two French shepherd children, Madeleine Calvat and Maxime Girard, experience a Marian apparition on a mountaintop near La Salette, France, known as Our Lady of La Salette.
Maid Marian or Marian Cunningham?
Marian Barry, I think.
Ah, all they had to do was follow the trail. 1876, Melville Arbissel patented the carpet sweeper.
1879, the Blackpool illuminations are switched on for the first time.
Dang it, Zoot. She always leaves those things on. In 1881, U.S. President James A. Garfield dies of wounds suffered in a July 2nd shooting. Vice President Chester A. Arthur becomes president upon Garfield's death and also makes lasagna the national food.
1940, Witold Pilecki is voluntarily captured and sent to Auschwitz to smuggle out information and start a resistance, thus giving the way for Hogan's Heroes, oddly enough.
A sitcom based in a concentration camp. 60s were a weird time, kids. In 1942, the first advertisement to announce Little Golden Books appeared in Publishers Weekly.
1957, the first American underground nuclear bomb test, part of Operation Plumbob.
At least it wasn't called Operation Babomb. 1959, Nikita Khrushchev is barred from visiting Disneyland due to security concerns.
I want to ride Pirates of Caribbean.
Look, he might get all of our secrets.
1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, an American sitcom, premieres on CBS. If you've never seen it, watch the first episode and be appalled at how easily and casually misogyny and sexism is just thrown about.
The 70s was a weird time, kids. 1976, two Imperial Iranian Air Force F-4 Phantom II jets fly out to investigate an unidentified flying object when both independently lose instrumentation and communications as they approach, only to have them restored upon withdrawal.
1982, Scott Fallman posts the first documented emoticons, your smiley face and frowny face, on the Carnegie Mellon University bulletin board system.
Back when emojis had noses. 1985, Tipper Gore and other political wives form the Parents Music Resource Center as Frank Zappa and other musicians testify at U.S. congressional hearings on obscenity in rock music.
It was some of the greatest things in the world, watching Frank Zappa talk to Congress. 1986, U.S. health officials announced that AZT, thought an experimental drug, would be made available to AIDS patients.
1989, the Library of Congress announces the first 25 of 75 films named to the new National Film Registry. The registry was established to get high-quality copies of films to make sure that they would be preserved. The first group included Gone with the Wind, The Maltese Falcon, Citizen Kane, and The Transformers.
And to make sure that Ted Turner didn't get to colorize them. Birthdays?
Kevin Zegers, 34 years old, from Air Bud, Dawn of the Dead, Frozen, Gossip Girl, and Alec in Mortal Instruments.
Columbus Short is 36. That's Harrison on Scandal. Pooch in The Losers.
Ah, I love him. Allison Sweeney, 42 years old, from Days of Our Lives, The Biggest Loser, Murder, She Baked.
Sanaa Lathan is 47, from Love and Basketball, AVP, and Donna on The Cleveland Show.
Victor Williams, 48 years old, from Homicide, King of Queens. Oh, I thought that first that was Homicide, King of Queens, and Fringe.
Sherry O'Terry is 56, from SNL, and of course, a Sleeping Beauty in Shrek.
I did not realize that she was a Sleeping Beauty. She was also in Liar, Liar, as one of the gals who worked at the law firm.
Yeah.
Whatever takes the focus off your head. Ernie Sabella, 79 years old, Mr. Twinkachetti in Perfect Strangers, and Pumbaa in Lion King.
Jeremy Irons is 80 years of age, from Dead Ringers, The Lion King, Dungeons & Dragons, The 2002 Time Machine, Aragorn, and Alfred in the DC live-action flicks, at least as of right now.
The man has an amazing career. Don't mention the crappy ones. Come on, man. Great voice, too. David McCallum, 85 years old, Aaliyah Kuryakin in Man from U.N.C.L.E., NCIS, and Alfred in some of the animated Batman flicks.
Him and Jeremy Irons, they just get drunk and do different Alfred impressions. Rosemary Harris is 91. You best know her as Aunt May in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man films.
Born this day no longer with us, 1888, Porter Hall, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Double Indemnity, and Miracle on 34th Street.
1927, William Hickey from Pritzi's Honor, Uncle Lewis in Christmas Vacation, Dr. Finkelstein in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You know this guy is kind of like Gilbert Gottfried's uncle.
Yeah, but scroungier somehow, like more shrunk down. He was in a fantastic Tales from the Crypt all about body swapping, which was fantastic, which actually featured Iceman's reel from Top Gun as the body switch thing. You're welcome. Can I remember his name? Nope. But in 1928, somebody we all remember, Adam West, Robinson Crusoe on Mars from Family Guy. Of course, we all know him as 66 Batman, the original and only Bright Knight. And of course, we love him in Look Well. Why wasn't that ever made into a series?
Do it. Come back. Oh, I guess it's too late now. Shit.
Yeah. CBS, we've got a new Big Brother, a rerun of SEAL Team and Criminal Minds.
ABC, it's a rerun of The Goldbergs, American Housewife, Modern Family, and Shark Tank.
NBC has the live results finale of a new America's Got Talent and two new I Feel Bad.
Fox, it's the finale, parts one and two of MasterChef.
CW, Joanna and Billy make a shocking discovery that strengthens their case against the industrial site on a new burden of proof.
Yeah, strengthen that industrial. FX has X-Men Apocalypse. And then it's the morning after on a new American Horror Story, Apocalypse. It's an Apocalypse double feature, baby.
Oh, I like it. I like it. FXX, The Gang Beats Boggs, Ladies Reboot, and in a new It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the guys did it last time. Now it's all ladies doing it, and I enjoy all ladies doing it. FXM is showing Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Love those movies. IFC has Wedding Crashers.
Sci-Fi Channel is showing The Incredible Hulk. That's the Edward Norton one. That's the only time you'll see him in the Marvel universe, so watch it. And be remiss that they didn't keep the Captain America cameo that they originally had.
It's true. And you just watch it until the last 10, 15 minutes. That's all you really need. TBS has a new Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
TNT is, for some reason, showing Hangover 2. I guess that's community service for the nation.
USA, when Harvey and Zane decide that they can't stay on the sidelines any longer, Donna is forced to do what she feels is best for the firm on a new Suits.
I can't let them just sit on the sidelines. I got to do something. But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network, because when a bookstore manager, Joe, falls in love with aspiring writer, Beck, he becomes obsessed and begins stalking her through social media in the hope his love will be returned. But he must find a way to get rid of her former boyfriend. Penn Badgley, Elizabeth Lawley star in the premiere of You. Wait, the premiere? They made a series about a stalker?
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Abby confides in JJ about Gabby. I pretended to have a split personality just to get her thrown in jail. Chloe warns Bonnie not to mess with Lucas. You pick another bad news bear, that one's mine. Eli reconnects with an old friend. Is that what you crazy kids calling it nowadays? Gabby takes her revenge against Abby to the next level. She starts making plans for Face Off 2, The Facening. Hashtag Chabby forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed we do.
The Facening.
Hi, geeks. Something strange has been going on with your episode released for 9/11. Days ago, my dog catcher podcasting app showed the welcome blue dot inviting me to run that episode. It didn't run. The dot went clear and nothing happened. I moved on to your next episode. Since then, I've tried going back to it, but sometimes seeing a sad red dot instead, which means some kind of bad. I've gone into settings and asked for it to be downloaded again. On a couple of days, I've received messages saying 5 attempts were made, and then I gave up. I've made sure my phone was on charge during the time of the day I have Dog Catcher set to refresh. I put it on a charge and clicked Force Refresh. Nothing's worked! Please ask your other listeners if they've had any trouble with that episode. And now, to happier things. In your Friday episode, Rich cracked me up with his imitation of Gypsy from MST3K, excitedly saying, Richard Basehart! And I can't remember anything else because I'm special, but you're still good company. I'm actually at home instead of work and can email you. That is from Bill. When I saw your email this morning, I immediately went over to and pulled up the thing and tried to play our episode from the 11th and it wouldn't play. And so I sent a message to our tech expert who told me nothing was wrong. And I went back and tried it again and it worked. So
unfortunately, sometimes since everything in the internet is made of ones and zeros, sometimes a zero can get flipped to a one and a one to a zero. Stuff happens. Sounded like you did the right thing by trying it again. But now that we've tested it on our side, give it another shot. If you're still having trouble, ping me, let me know. And so that way we can find out if it's something with just your podcatcher, just your catcher itself, because sometimes they put out updates that we wouldn't know what would happen because we don't use those.
That or the fact that maybe it just thought that the stinger was far too offensive. If you'd like to let us know what's going on with the September 11th episode for you, drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com because Bill would like some help. He's even asked nicely for it. So if you can't abide the man, by all means, let's do that. You can even tell it to us in detail by sending the voicemail to
510-GRD-CRILL.
It's a conspiracy, I tell you.
This is Phil Collinson. You're listening to Radio Free Scaro.
Anyone who might listen to this in the UK,
you will guffaw with amazement.
Yeah, it looks like you need a Piers Winger in here. That's a load-bearing winger.
I feel the impact of Torchwood.
But we had such hope for the character. Thinking, oh, wow, look at Adric. He's great. I'm sure he's starting off a little shaky here, but he'll come around. We've riled him up.
Do we need all these singing-type things for a bunch of nerds?
Pardon me, Pedantor.
That's me, Pedantor of the gutter.
There's the typical Burgess modesty we've all come to know and loathe.
This show has always been about warts and all, by God, and we'll keep doing it.
It's up on RadioFreeScaro.com.
Hooray!
Hi, this is Gareth David Lloyd, and you are listening to Greek Radio Daily with Billy Flynn.
The man said Torchwood. So, I had to. That's all. I didn't steal his towel. No, I didn't.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Oh, my goodness. What is out on the shelves today, sir?
From District of Columbia Comics, we've got Green Lantern 55, Harley Quinn 50, Mr. Miracle number 11, and The Joker is Dead.
What?
There's no doubt about that. But whether Batman finally snapped his scrawny neck or some other sinister force in Gotham City did the deed is still a mystery. Problem is, Batman can't remember. And the more he digs into his labyrinthine case, the more his mind starts to doubt everything he's uncovering. So who better to set him straight than John Constantine? The pair will delve into the sordid underbelly of Gotham as they race toward the mind-blowing truth of who murdered the Joker in Batman Damned, number 1 of 3.
Over at Marvel, Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 1, Life of Captain Marvel 3 of 5. Did you see that trailer there on the show? It's amazing. Return of Wolverine kicks off 5, and then classified 4F by the military, Steven Rogers was unable to serve his country in World War II until a secret government program tapping into arcane sorcery transformed him into the Soldier Supreme, the magical warrior embodiment of the American spirit. In Infinity Wars, Soldier Supreme, 1 of 2.
Sounds like a Tenacious D song. Dynamite Entertainment has Jeepers Creepers number 5, John Wick number 3 of 5, Xena 8 of 5. What? Boom Studios, Lumberjanes number 54, Saban's Go-Go Power Rangers Back to School number 1, WWE Next Takeover Into the Fire number 1, brother. And join Wirt, Greg, and Patrice as they stumble on a small town inhabited entirely by eerie porcelain doll people. After Greg loses a shoe to a pond turtle, it's up to Wirt to earn money for a new pair, leading him to babysit some doll children that may cause Wirt to stay in town forever. An Over the Garden Wall Hollow Town number 1.
From IDW Publishing, DuckTales, Awoo-Woo, number 12, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, Silent Operation, number 1 of 4, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 86, but then the All-American Detective just made the biggest collar of his career and it only cost him his job. But now the honest cop has packed his bags for the city by the lake, and its criminals better watch out. Reimagined for the 21st century through a retro lens, it's Dick Tracy, Dead or Alive, 1 of 4.
Ooh. From Dark Horse, we've got Aliens, Dust to Dust, 3 of 4. Disney Pixar, The Incredibles 2, Crisis in Midlife and Other Stories, number 3. Terminator, Sector War, 2 of 4. And Buffy, Frey, the Scoobies, and the Slayers are in an epic battle against Hearth and his army of baddies. His attempt to steal the power of the Slayers has brought Buffy and her crew to the turning point that they have been trying desperately to avoid. With all other options spent, it is only Buffy and her sacrifice that can save the world. Again. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 12, The Reckoning, wrapping it up with 4 of 4.
Over an Image, it's Curse Words, number 16, Hit Girl, number 8, Kick-Ass, number 7, and then to save their friends and families, a group of high school teenagers must fight off an attack on their town by a secret alien invasion, but they can only see the aliens if they're completely wasted. So they've got to save the world one puff at a time. That's right, it's Burnouts, number 1.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Netflix has ordered a live-action series based on Avatar, The Last Airbender.
There is no war in Ba Sing Se.
The new show hails from the original creators Michael DiMartino and Brian Kondratenko. And they're going to serve as executive producers, showrunners. The new series is in partnership with Nickelodeon and will start production in 2019.
So not M. Night, right?
Right. No, this show is going to follow the adventures, you know, Aang, the titular Avatar, The Last Airbender, and his friends, who live in a world divided into four nations, each corresponding with one of the four elements, water, fire, earth, air.
No heart?
That was Sokka. Unique people in each nation, known as benders, have the ability to manipulate one of the elements through martial arts. The Avatar is able to control all four elements and is meant to bring balance to the world. Aang and company must save the world by defeating Fire Lord Ozai and a destructive war waged by the Fire Nation. Last Airbender ran for 3 seasons on Nickelodeon from 2005 to 2008. Picked up quite a bit of awards, Primetime Emmy Awards even, Peabody's. And there was the M. Night Shyamalan film from 2010.
Ugh.
It was panned by critics and fans alike and holds a 6% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
We can't concern ourselves with what was. We must act on what is.
Well, yeah, because what was awful. The true mind can weather all the lies and illusions without being lost. The true heart can touch the poison of hatred without being harmed. Since beginningless time, darkness thrives in the void, but always yields to purifying light.
James Cameron wants to produce as well.
Well, everything was good until the Fire Nation took power.
He already had a shot at Avatar. He ended up with a bunch of blue Smurf cat people things. One story that generated a lot of talk last week was Apple removing movies a customer had purchased and offered him a couple of free rentals. This led to yet another discussion about the digital media content and its ownership.
Because if it ain't physical, you don't own it.
Well, the issue is iTunes, like Amazon, Steam, and many other digital services, only license certain content. And so when their license runs out, even when the purchased content you own will disappear from your library unless you have already downloaded it. Trouble is, you won't be able to download it again should you lose whatever gadget or drive you've downloaded it to. Apple has finally responded to this story. Any movies you've already downloaded can be enjoyed at any time and will not be deleted unless you've chosen to do so. If you change your country settings, some movies may not be available to re-download from the movie store if the version you purchased isn't also available in the new country. If needed, you can change your country setting back to your prior country to re-download those movies. Now, the latter part of the quote refers back to the original user who emigrated from Australia to Canada, which is partly how he lost 3 Apple digital purchases. The response doesn't take into account other issues with downloading, such as the lack of ability to download 4K and HDR movies, those with large digital film libraries who can only download a handful of titles, or the fact that users are often left unaware as to which titles are set to be pulled until after they've already been removed. Now, this is easy, Apple. Warn people before you pull it. Maybe go the extra mile and set up a virtual space for those movies to be stored until they can be downloaded. Or some sort of cleverly animated YouTube series, like, you know, we do for Netflix. When you take something we have paid for away from us, we are simply going to say,
that is what we call a dick move.
Patrick Stewart thrilled many and upset quite a few others with his announcement of returning to Star Trek as Picard. But that's not the only classic character he's coming back to. Well, coming to, I should say. He is in final negotiations to portray one of several Bosleys in the upcoming Charlie's Angels reboot at Sony Pictures.
One of? Is star of the Garfield Bill Murray is coming back?
Well, no. Well, not yet, anyway. In the new version of the classic story, Charlie Townsend's detective agency is now a security and intelligence firm with branches all around the world. Bosley will be the codename given to Townsend's liaisons who manage the individual branches and interact with the titular angels. Elizabeth Banks, who co-wrote and directs the film, is also playing a Bosley in the movie, which will focus on just one of those teams of angels, Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balinska. Stewart has described the film as super woke.
What? There's no way the Captain Picard would say that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Kristen Stewart said that.
Oh,
no. The film features no objectification, along with not trying to be a remake of the series of or earlier films. She said, I've never done such a fun movie. It was a flouncing around, joking, women supporting each other, not just kicking ass and being kitschy. It was so well-intentioned, warm, and strong. The new Charlie's Angels opens September 27th of next year. How well these new Bosleys can talk to squirrels remains to be seen.
And now, let us speak of important and worthy tech.
Buttons that understand urgency?
Good segue. Sex brothels. They aren't exactly a booming business right now. For every secret bordello or botdello that opens, 2 more are shut down. or so I've heard. But that hasn't stopped Kinky's Dolls owner, Yuval Gavriel, who bolstered by his Canadian Rent Before You Buy service, plans to launch 10 doll dens of ill repute in the U.S. by 2020. Even though it is somewhat common now in Europe, notably in Moscow and Barcelona, RIP Lumi Dolls, Torin-based brothel, by the way, robotstitution remains scarce in North America, despite efforts from businessmen like Gavriel.
Maybe the holdup is regulation.
Or the lack of them. See, activists and experts and local parents want restrictions on sexbot bordellos, if nothing else, to protect consumer safety and public health.
From electrocution.
Or, as Foundation for Responsible Robotics leader Amy Van Winsberg sees it, they could provide a benefit to people with disabilities and the elderly. Folks who can't use Tinder or go to the bar to pick someone up, she said.
Tinder? How 6 years ago?
Well, the technology ethics professor opposed to knee-jerk regulation is researching potential benefits of sexbots, like promoting safer sex and providing therapeutic value. Opponents, meanwhile, believe the cyborgs could exploit human sex workers, further isolate people with sexual dysfunction, or alienate couples already struggling in the bedroom.
Roxanne! You don't have to put on the red light!
See, the red light's how you know they're evil.
Some efforts have been made already. U.S. House members in June unanimously passed the Creeper Act, banning the importation and interstate commerce involving any child sex doll. The Senate has not yet acted.
But Roy Moore lost the election.
Well, time is running out. Kinky's Dolls owner Gavriel revealed plans to open body houses in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Arizona, and Atlanta. But they want you to know it will always be a business doing pleasure with you.
Prize machines. Those tempting meccas of flashing lights and promises of winning expensive items for just a bit of change.
Are we still talking about the sex bots?
Well, maybe not. You can win, but they are set to be almost impossible. I mean, look how tough the stuffed animal ones are, let alone the ones that offer high-tech prizes. That
is why... still talking about the sex dolls?
For you, yes. That's why a man wanted by police, a guy who really, really, really wanted prizes, he came up with a new strategy. Which you can see if you follow the show. It's because he was filmed putting his daughter inside of a barber cut light cabinet where she was able to get her tiny little hands on some prizes and retrieve them before the pair and another kid, probably the man's son, left the scene. The man made off with multiple prizes, among them a Nintendo Switch and Game Boy DS. I'm guessing they mean 3DS, because otherwise that's an antique now. Local police are now asking for help from the public to locate the man, who is described as a short man in a yellow outfit holding a switch over his head, yelling,
I win! I win!
GRT is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works Licensing 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
He was wearing a yellow outfit. Do we need to look for somebody walking around with a monkey and a switch?
Oh, I see what you did there. That's fantastic. And remember, talk like a pirate to some people today. There are places that give you some free stuff. Does Krispy Kreme still give you a free donut for it? I don't know, but just go places and tell them that you want their booty. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Yard. Or as always, send a note to
510-GRD-CROW.
And we'll see you at a different time.
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
You are all weirdos.
That was lame.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Out of a derchi. Ciao. Aloha. Fuck off.
I am a William Mass. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Hang the black flag at the end of the mast.
You are a pirate.
We're sailing away. Winter waits on every shore. We set sail and explore. And Ren and Temple Day. We float on our boat. Until it's time to drop the anchor. Then hang up our coats. Until.